Hi there, and welcome to session 20 of What the Cluck, a podcast devoted to keeping chickens for fun and self-sufficiency. I'm Matt from Frugal Chicken. Now, we're doing something a little bit different than our normal format today. For a while now, I've been wanting to move What the Cluck into a more frequent format, so once a week now, I'm going to start taking questions from you guys about chickens. Now, I'm a little embarrassed that I didn't think of this sooner, but better late than never, right? So today I'm answering three questions about chickens. And as a reminder, you can get this podcast's show notes at thefrugalchicken.com/podcast20. That's podcast 20. The first question I'm going to take is about how chickens stay warm in winter, and the second is about whether to move a broody hen, and the third is about whether chicken runs, not the coops but their actual runs, should have roofs. Now, if you want to submit a question, you can reach out to me over Twitter. You can find me at thefrugalchicken.com/Twitter, or you can email me at editor@thefrugalchicken.com to submit a question, and I do look forward to receiving them. So let's get into today's episode. So the first question is, how do chickens stay warm in winter if it's freezing outside? My chicken book says that they'll be okay, but is there something else I need to do? And the answer to this is no, you probably don't need to do anything else, and they will likely be fine. The exception to this is if you live where it's very cold, for example, if it's negative 20 or 30 degrees in your neighborhood, then you might need to supplement with a heat source, but it's always best to avoid this if possible, because things like red infrared heat lamps, they just get too hot and they might cause a fire. Now, if you want, you can use things like shavings or extra straw in their coop to give them a warm place to stand, but generally speaking, in most areas of the United States, chickens will do perfectly fine in the winter. So how do they stay warm? Chickens stay warm by fluffing their feathers. It's a natural way of keeping their body temperature regulated, so it keeps them warm in the winter and cool in the summer. Now remember also that during the day, chickens will move around, they'll walk around as they forage for food, so they're able to help keep their body temperature warm that way as well. At night, they keep their feet warm by resting their bodies on them as they roost. Now another reason to avoid a heat source in the coop is, if your coop is too warm, then when they step outside, they're going to experience a drastic temperature change, and that's really not good. You want to avoid that. So if you do want to provide a heat source, heating the coop to about 35 degrees or so will suffice, but like I said, in most areas of the United States, this isn't necessary. Now the second question that we are going to tackle today is, should you have laying chickens in a different area than where you're trying to hatch chicks with broody chickens? So to answer this question, again, like the first question, you don't necessarily have to move a broody hen. While it's a nice idea to give her own space, I don't think it's really required. Broody hens can be very assertive when they want to be. So for example, if you go to check on her, if you go to check on the eggs, you go to candle the eggs, she might bite you or peck at you. So they're very assertive when they want to be. So if you're concerned that the other hens will interfere with her or cause problems, the broody hen likely can take care of herself. Now my hens, like yours probably, they all like to share the same nesting boxes, and I think most people's hens are that way. So when one hen wants to use the box, the others can't really stop her. So a broody hen will make it known, in my opinion, that she wants to use that nesting boxes, and that that nesting box is hers. The other chickens might lay eggs in the box while the broody hen is in it, but this really isn't likely to disturb your broody hen. By moving her or walling her off in some way, all you're doing is creating extra work for yourself, and it's really not necessary in most cases. You'll have to provide extra food and water for her, which you wouldn't have to do otherwise if you just left her alone. Your layers will either use that same nesting box, or they'll find another place to hang out to lay their eggs. The other thing is that hens are social animals, and moving the hen, the broody hen, or otherwise barring her from interacting with her flock might cause more stress than necessary, and it might even cause her to stop sitting on the eggs and to stop hatching them out for you. So, in my opinion, I would leave her alone and just let her do her thing, barring some big unfortunate event that requires you to move her. So the last question that we are going to tackle today is, should you put a roof over your chicken run, not the coop, but the actual run itself, so that it stays dry? And in my opinion, While it's not completely necessary for the survival and well-being of your hens, I do believe that runs should be covered. And there's a few reasons for this. In their runs, obviously, chickens are going to poop, and eventually, unless you have them in a tractor where you can move them around your property, they are going to quickly turn their run, which might be grassy and full of all sorts of lush things for them to eat, but they're going to quickly turn that into dirt with their scratching and with their pecking and with their eating. Now, when it rains, their poop and everything that's in their run is going to mix with this dirt, and it's going to make a muddy soup full of disgusting stuff. It stinks in the rain, it's not hygienic, it's not clean for them, etc. Now, even if you use something like straw or shavings in the run, when it pours and it rains, for example, it's going to produce a mucky mess. Now, another issue is that although chickens can easily handle getting wet in most weather, in the winter, if they get wet, this can lead to some pretty big issues. Freezing rain especially, and much more than snow, is a big issue in winter because when the chickens get wet and it's really cold, it's just not good. A tarp or some sort of roof over their run will help keep them dry and better able to withstand the cold. Now, another issue, and this can come in any season, is if their coop is wet, meaning the ground is full of poopy mud, then remember that your chickens will try to eat off of it as well. So chickens aren't really that discerning, so if there's something good to eat on the ground, they're going to go for it. If their food gets on the ground, regardless of conditions, they're still going to go after it. Then you run into issues of your chickens eating manure that they just eliminated, putting the bad bacteria, you know, from their manure into their bodies, and you get the point. So some sort of cover will help avoid that issue. Now, when it comes to a roof for your run, anything will do. We've used tin, we've used tarps, we've used awnings, anything that will keep the area dry and that can withstand high winds or snow covering it will work well to keep your chickens dry. You're going to need to make sure that there's enough support for this roof. For example, we've found that with awnings and tarps, water can easily collect and it causes the entire roof to cave in because the water causes the tarp to sink, and you know, you get the point. So just be prepared to address that as an issue. So that's it for today's episode. It's a shorter episode. Again, I would love it if you submitted a question to me. As a reminder, you can tweet me at thefrugalchicken.com/Twitter or email me at editor@thefrugalchicken.com. You can also reach out to me through any of my other social media channels, of course. Now, if you're interested in learning about the one thing that you should feed your chickens for better eggs, then you can grab my free ebook, The Better Egg, at thefrugalchicken.com/thebetteregg. And again, that book is completely free as my thank you for being a listener. Thanks for listening to this episode of What the Cluck, and I'll see you next time.